Hello, welcome everyone again to another episode of the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. We are joined today from Alexandria by Gisella Haskamp. Welcome, Gisella.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We were just talking a little beforehand how much love I have for outstate swimming and how much I feel they need to get more publicity. So Gisella was kind enough to come on today and share a little bit about that. But for those that aren't familiar with your swimming, give us a little bit of history on your swim career and when you started taking things seriously and stuff like that.
Well, I started when I was 11 years old. I had just quit gymnastics and I was looking for another sport to keep me in shape for hockey. And my sister was a swimmer, so I decided to join swimming. I didn't start getting serious about swimming until like 9th and 10th grade, just because hockey was my main sport, and then I did this kind of drastic switch to swimming.
For sure. Do you still play hockey?
Yes, I do.
So swimming, melted water in the fall, frozen water in the winter, track in the spring.
Yep.
What's that leave for summer? What do you do in the summer?
I do both hockey and swimming at the same time.
So you do both?
Yeah.
That's a weird mix, like wet hair, frozen hair, wet hair, frozen hair, wet hair, frozen hair. That's awesome. What advantages do you think there are to doing multi-sports? You know, we have so many kids that swim all year round, but they're not familiar with the ones that kind of do a lot more than that. What are some of the advantages you see?
I would definitely say that I work different muscle types, and if I see a big difference in my swimming from that as well. And then it's just gives me a break from swimming, because swimming can be a lot for me sometimes, and then I just get that break from different people and sports as well.
Excellent, excellent. So you do quite a bunch of stuff to stay in shape. Do you do any strength training on top of that with your other sports, or anything outside of your other sports to stay in shape?
I do some weight training, yeah, in my sports, and then in the summer I do it with a trainer as well, separate from sports.
Crazy. You're a busy person.
Yes, definitely.
What are your plans after high school? Because you're a senior, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so you've got like a month left of high school. What's after that?
I want to go to Augustana. I'm going to go for exercise science for their pre-occupational therapy program. And I do have plans for swimming for them as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Why not hockey?
They have a club team, but they don't have like a football team. So that...
They don't have a women's hockey team. That's a good reason. Yeah, I had fun watching Augustana at the Northern Sun Conference meet this year. They were outstanding. And I definitely know some people on that team, and they say they have a great team culture. So that's super cool. That is awesome that you're going to continue your swimming career. What are some of your favorite memories from growing up in swimming? Obviously, you weren't doing it all year round, but what sticks in your mind is some of these great memories that you had from participating in the sport?
I would definitely say the team environment. We had fun practices, like Halloween practices, and pasta feeds were also super fun for me.
It's funny how swimmers always have fun eating.
Yeah.
We're pretty darn good at that, I would have to say. That's cool. Do you have any stuff? Do you swim club? Where do you swim club at in the summertime, I should say?
I swim in St. Cloud. I swim with Granite City.
Oh, with Annika.
Yes.
Isn't she awesome?
Yes, I love her as a coach.
I have not heard a single person say that they don't love Annika as a coach. So if you're in the St. Cloud area and you're thinking of swimming, check out Granite City. Annika's the best. Any fun things from club? Do you have like a separate friend group from your club swimming than you do from your high school swimming?
I would definitely say so. We have a lot of swimmers from the same section, so I get to talk to them during sections, and everyone's like, oh, who are you talking to? Oh, they're just from my club.
Which is awesome, right? Because you can compete against each other, but at the same time, you're still good friends as well. I think that's one of the neat things about swimming both high school and club. You kind of get to mix that up. Here's a good question for you. If you could get rid of any event in high school swimming, what would it be?
I would say definitely between the 200 IM or the 200 free. Not my favorite.
No 200s. We keep high school down to just hundreds and under.
Yeah.
Maybe replace the 200 free with like a 25 free.
Maybe. Or 100 IM would be fun too.
100 IM. They have talked about adding that to high school swimming for many years. I think it's only a matter of time before we see it at the high school and college level. Because it is pretty sweet. Like, you can be bad at one of the strokes and bake it for a 25. But like in a 200 IM, it just don't happen, right? You're going to get exposed. Like the legendary Seguin breaststroke got exposed in any IM that was over 100. Or any long course swimming. Who are some of the swimmers you've looked up to in your career? Obviously, you said your sister swam. I assume you looked up to your sister in some degree, but who else?
I definitely looked up to our seniors all the time, from seventh grade all the way to junior year. They were always so supportive, and they had big goals, and they're hardworking. So I always looked up towards those seniors.
Hey, names you want to drop on those seniors? Any in particular that, like, I would not be the Gisella I am today if I didn't have you as a role model?
I would definitely say Hattie Galloway was one of them. There's also Callie Seibitz and Kayla Seibitz.
Yes. I swam a master's practice over a New Year's Eve with Kayla, and I got absolutely destroyed. She was fast.
Yes.
That's awesome. Very good role models, too, and I'm glad you had that growing up in your swimming, and hopefully you did the same for the kids that are kind of looking up to you now saying, oh, I wish I could be Gisella someday.
Hopefully.
I'm pretty sure. Your coaches speak highly of you. I'll tell you that. Do you think there's, so you're in Alexandria, so you're at what I would consider an outstate school. What are some of the disadvantages to being an outstate school?
I would definitely say that when you get to state, you don't see a lot of your competitors, like the high competitors. So you kind of get a surprise when you get up to like true team or even state. But, and then another big disadvantage we have is driving. It's a big, lots of driving.
I don't think people realize that. Like, give me an example of a long meet with a long drive for you.
Well, we go to Brainerd, which is probably about 2 hours for us.
Oh my God.
And then for sections, we drove an hour and a half, which was kind of far. So, and then I think our closest was a half hour. That was our closest dual meet
this
year.
That's your closest. Yeah. That's insane. I can't think of more than maybe one meet, at least from a Twin Cities school, where we have to drive more than a half hour. And we complain about it, of course. I think that is a huge disadvantage. With a lot of your meets being on school nights, you're probably spending 4 hours on a bus, right?
Mm-hmm. And
how do you deal with that?
We do homework a lot, and then sometimes the roads are worse, so then we have to do like longer times on the road, too.
Oh, my gosh. Are there any other disadvantages you can think of?
Not really. Not that, because I don't really know much about like cities swimming.
Yeah.
Kind of. So I guess I couldn't really compare the two.
Cool. How about any advantages you think?
I definitely say that we have less clubs around. So then we meet more people in our sections and we kind of get to know them more. We know what they're swimming and stuff. So we have more insight, I would say.
That's interesting. So since you have a lack of club swimming, you rely on your high school swimming to get to know the teams better around you and your competitors and things like that. I've never thought of that. I think that's great. I will throw out there, and I think this is an advantage. You're more likely to diversify your sports that you participate in.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing against swimming all year round, but I also am a big fan of people that play other sports too, because I just think it's good for you mentally and good for you physically. It's a free country. You can do whatever you want, but I see a lot of kids getting run down in swimming because they like it, but they don't love it. And sometimes a nice change of pace works out pretty well. And I see a lot more outstate schools, kids participating in two or three sports. You know, we had Gunnar George on from Rock Ridge, and he talked a lot about his baseball. And I'm like, that's great. You know, do some other things. What do you do outside of swimming or outside of athletics? What's your fun stuff?
I coach gymnastics currently, which I find kind of fun because I help with the little kids. Other than that, I like to go outdoors, like hiking, kayaking, being on the lake. Cool. Things like
that. Very cool. Do you ever find with your gymnastics background people trying to coax you into diving?
Yeah, my seventh grade year, I was at Stock Center and we had to do diving for at least a week. I made it through one practice. So,
but you got the gymnastics. Was you just not like going head first, or what was the story behind that?
I didn't like diving at all. My sister was a big diver, so she did both swimming and diving, but diving was just not my thing for me.
Diving scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know how they do it. I think swimmers are crazy, but divers are a whole nother level of crazy. I'll get it.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so let's say you're at a big meet here coming up or at Augustana, and they say, Gisella, you get to pick the walk-up music. What are you walking up to the blocks to? What's your jam?
I gotta go with Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Are you serious? Yeah. Shania Twain?
Yep.
I like it. I like it. It's a catchy tune. Played that once in during a boys' practice, and they all started singing. I'm like, this doesn't feel right here. But what the heck? Let's go, boys. That's a good choice. We're going to put that in the books. Maybe one day I'm going to make a playlist of everyone's walkout song available on Minnesota Swim and Vibe Studios. Last one. Who'd be some good guests to have on the podcast that you know of, kind of from your area, or people that you've run across in the swimming world, either coaches, athletes, super fans?
I would definitely say people from smaller towns. They got some good insights. I know one in particular would be Hallie Drossel. She's a crazy breaststroker.
That she is. Mm-hmm. I saw her at the Allstate banquet. She was nominated for Swimmer of the Year, and that was outstanding. And I believe she might have been a state champ the year before that.
Yeah,
she was. Breasts. So, yeah, she is an amazing swimmer from Melrose, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to track down Hallie for sure. Anybody else you can think of? We already had Annika, so you can't say her.
Well, if you want some divers, I know there's Abby Stevens. She's going to St. Ben's this year, but she's a good diver.
I think I just saw her sign her national letter of intent or whatever. Was that yesterday?
Maybe.
There are a lot of people signing stuff for colleges yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
To keep up on Instagram. Very cool. Well, we'll try to reach out to a couple of those and see if we can't get them on the podcast here and keep talking with people. Swimmers, divers, Class A, Double A, no high school, no club, you name it. We love the sport. We love having you guys on, hearing a little bit about your story and seeing that you guys are a lot more than just a name and a time that ends up in a meet somewhere. You are good people and you contribute a lot to the sport. So I want to say thank you very much, Gisella.
Well, thank you.